Hi. You the homeowner?
Yeah.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, why are you here?
We're doing some work here on Saddleway, Reckless Town for some of the ants and spiders. A few of the folks are noticing over there, so I thought I'd swing by.
For what?
Ants, spiders.
Okay.
Like, just a prevention tick.
Oh, pesticides.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pest control. Yeah.
Okay.
Have you guys been noticing any of the same things, or what are you guys seeing since you've been in the house?
You mean in the outside?
Outside and inside, yeah.
But
it's mainly it's all been kind of outside, like in the back pad. Entrance.
Yeah.
You drop something on our little cement walkway in a second, like
hundreds
full of ants. There's a lot of ants.
Little teeny black ones. Yeah, I think it's the same colony throughout the whole place.
Okay.
Well, it's mainly an outside treatment because, I mean, these guys in the winter, they will come up and get inside the walls to stay alive, basically, because it's warm inside. And then in the summer, spring, I mean, they come outside because it's where most of their food is. And so we do the foundation, sidewalks, the back, and then the lawn, because that's where, that's where some of the colonies are going to be, is in the lawn too. But then the spider webs, you know, pretty much everything else. How long have you been noticing the ants?
I think last year.
Last year they were here too?
Last year they were here too, yeah.
You've been here a couple years now?
Seven.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah. You guys are one of the first, first in? Nice.
In the community, yeah.
Cool.
7 years.
You like it here?
Yeah, I love it.
It's a nice neighborhood.
It is.
But if you want, while we're doing the other six homes, we can do it a little bit cheaper because, you know, save time and money for the technician. That's why my brother's the owner. He sent me around while we're servicing. So is that something you guys be interested in looking into?
I mean, I have a question.
Yeah.
In the back.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to come to the
sure.
back?
Sure. You want me to meet you around the back?
Yeah,
I'll do that.
I thought you were, because I'm having people coming to drop materials off of that.
Oh, yeah? Is this, like, getting rotten down here?
Yeah, they're changing the whole thing. But I wanted to show you this.
Mm-hmm.
What is that? That's, like, I have to hose it down every now and then, because it's, like, actual, like, piles of wood.
Yeah,
and now it looks like little worms in there.
Let me use my flashlight a second. It's probably carpenter ants. They're just, like, termites. They chew the wood. They don't eat the wood like termites do.
Mm-hmm.
Termites have enzymes that'll actually like digest the wood, but where did my flashlight go?
Do we have a flashlight back?
Oh, here. Oh, no, that's not it either. Yeah, well, this, I mean,
It's like little worms. They're all
Do
dead,
you have
though.
A flashlight by chance?
Would you like a drink or iced tea or anything?
I got water. I'm
okay.
Good. I found the flashlight. Here it is.
Oh, never mind.
See, they chew the wood and then...
Whoop, are those it?
That's probably just part of the wood. And then they also eat other bugs.
Okay.
Or, actually, no. That's a carpenter bee.
A carpenter bee?
Yeah, they...
Is it in there?
Yeah, they've probably laid their eggs in there.
And
you can see, like,
I've
see the perfect... See that perfect little hole they got in there?
I'm like... Yeah.
They drill a perfect little hole.
Yeah, because we get like a thing, like a mountain
of wood.
Yeah, of wood.
Yeah. Those are carpenter bees.
Okay, so what do we do?
Well, we come and treat every 3 months,
mm-hmm.
and we'll just spray some powder, some dust up there,
mm-hmm.
so when they hatch, it kills them.
Okay.
And I mean, with the wood here and here, I mean that's their favorite spot, you know, where they have their families, and so once they get inside, then they make little. Tombs that go that way.
Okay, but it's not a concern for the structure of the...
Not for the structure of the home, but for this, yes, and this, yes.
Okay, we're ripping everything out anyway.
Yeah. So, yeah, and so we spray up there and get rid of those.
Oh, okay.
And with this one...
Babe, it's termites. He says he's getting the whole house.
Not termites. Oh, yes, sorry. I was like, wait, she's... It's carpenter bees.
It's a car. Have you ever? There's like perfect little holes in there where they lay their eggs.
Are those why we got all these bees? Is it the same? Is it a smaller type of bee or?
This is a big bee.
Oh, that big thing that we've seen. That,
okay.
Yeah. Do they ever get out in here?
There's a lot of them.
Do they get out there too?
Yeah. So I've been seeing them flying around it, but we can't find like
a beehive.
A hive or anything.
Because they drill into the wood and then they drill like little hallways.
There's perfect little holes in there. You should see that.
It looks just like this.
Yep, those are the things we see flying around here.
They drill those little holes, and then they lay their eggs inside the wood. A little more convenient because you can't squish their beehive.
Do you guys do work inside the house too? Mm-hmm. Like I've seen, I don't know what they're called.
Any of these?
Maybe. So you put your finger in there?
No, we spray a powder up there.
No, but did you put your finger in there now?
No.
You didn't get scared that there was a bee in there?
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, it probably is.
Stop.
I'm hungry.
No, none of these.
What do they look like? Is it like a beetle or an ant or?
What do they look like? Those things that we get in the bathroom all the time?
Oh, they're probably silverfish. Like these little guys?
No. Yeah, that's it.
That's what it is?
Look right here. Exactly what it is.
I don't even want to hold this.
Upstairs?
Yeah, in the bathroom.
Yeah, they crawl up the walls, get in through the eaves, and they drop down into the
bathrooms. How do you treat those?
So you treat the out of the house, and eventually they don't go.
Yeah, we treat it on the outside around the foundation, so they're not crawling up. And then we also have the brush. We spray the end of the brush and wipe it underneath all the eaves. And then we do some treatment in the bathrooms too, because they're in there laying eggs, you know. So. But that is a while to totally eradicate them because all the eggs that are hatching, you can't kill the eggs, you just kill all the adults.
Is that like treatment that you have to do every year?
Well, we do it every 3 months. I think after a year, you're going to see a huge reduction in them. So we do it every 3 months. And if they're not like gone, you know, if you're still seeing them in between the services, you can call us and we'll come out and resurface for free. We want to make sure it's working for you. And then, you know, we can
do
that. And
the stuff that you put out, obviously there has to be discretion with the kids, right?
Outside, just keep them inside while we're spraying. Mm-hmm. It's fine.
It?
Yeah. Inside, you guys can be home while we're spraying. Same stuff they use in hospitals and restaurants. Really, really safe. Non-toxic. So we spray the foundation, spray around the windows and doors. If you like, we can get... We figured if we're going to be doing several homes, we're going to include a few extra services. It makes it more worth it for us because we save time and money. And then you guys get extra services. So we have this spider web treatment, wipe down any spider webs, go up underneath all the eaves. And then we do like the carpenter bees and wasps are usually extra, but we're including that for free. So if you ever get them back here, you just call us out. We come out and spray it for free in between the services. And then the silverfish, of course, that's those and the ants. They're just a regular, one of the standard pests that we treat all the time as well. So I think you guys are probably the same size as the others, right? Like 2,000-3,000 square feet?
About 3,000, yeah.
Yeah. So usually, I mean, it's around 195. We're dropping that down to 105. And that's flat. Nothing extra. Not charging any extra for the other ones.
For what, though? Monthly?
Every 3 months.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's like 35 a month.
Okay.
So that's 105 every 3 months. And then in between, it'd be free if you ever have any issues. And that would, you know... take care of the silverfish for you, the ants out in the front and the back here, carpenters.
I mean, is that something that we would have to just do ongoing every quarter?
Until
for how long?
Until you die.
Yeah, exactly.
No, a lot of folks out here that I've talked to that already have a pest control company, they've had it since they moved in.
Okay.
You know, and if you wanted to continue it next year, I mean, it's up to you, but we would keep you on that same base rate. In the same promotions, we just kind of hope you tell your neighbors about it. If they see a bug problem, say, you know, Point's a pretty good company. So we're not going to jack your price up next year at all. Be the same. But yeah, do you think it'd be something worth to you to get rid of the silverfish?
I'm interested in it. I mean,
we're doing it tomorrow.
Oh, you would start
actual
work tomorrow?
We finished up some today and we have a few more tomorrow that we're doing. So we'd like 3 and then a 4. So we'd have to like do it. Are you going to be home in the afternoon? Around 2-ish, 2 o'clock. Because inside, we injected on... Did I tell you about the inside?
No.
Inside, we don't really spray down all the baseboards or the hardwood. any of that. We'll inject it straight in the wall where the pipes go into the wall, underneath the sink, and in the laundry room. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have a basement here?
Yeah.
Okay. Finished.
Around the sump pump area. And then, so kitchen, bathroom, basement, that. And that pretty much takes care of the inside. And then the silverfish do a little bit more for that, like cracks and crevices. And then the whole outside, every time. And if you ever need the inside done again, so usually once a year is good enough, but if you need it done again, you just let us know. We'll call you 4 days before we come out to do the follow-up treatments.
So
and you just let us know we do the inside again, too.
The inside is once a year?
Mm-hmm. Unless you need it again, and then right. We do it again.
So this is a service. We're paying quarterly $100, and then you guys are taking care of everything. It's pretty much what you're doing. So it's not like a one-time come here, eradicate, and
it's
a service.
Yep. That we pay once so we spray every 3 months. Like in the winter, I mean, the bugs don't die in the winter. They usually just come up to the house because it's warm. So we do powder treatments in the winter behind the siding. That way it gets on their bodies as they're walking behind there. The spring, we use a termite spray, but it's not for termites. It's just the best spray you can use for any bugs. And then in the summer and fall, that's just kind of free for all the bugs.
Does that also cover the garage and everything?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. In there, we'd probably spray on the foundation. And then, like on the inside, you know, and then wipe down the webs. And then on the follow-up treatments, if you like it done again, we give you 4 days notice so you can say, hey, I want the call us up, say, I want the garage done. Open up your garage doors when we come, and we do that as well. So we'll pretty much cover anything. It's just the basic part of your house. And anything else you need, just let us know. We'd include that too, like the swing set. And if you get wasps underneath the... get wasps underneath the thing.
Wait, get that bug.
Just turn it off. Yeah. Do you think you want to give it a shot? See how it works?
So, can we say yes? Think about it. If we decide no, give us a number to call you to say don't come tomorrow? Or how do you work? No, just because I want to talk to her about it.
Yeah.
This is the first time we're being...
So,
yeah, first thing you thought about it.
So you might have mentioned it, but I might have missed it. So you do termite too?
No, we spray with a termite spray for the other bugs. It's just...
Do you have anything, like, does any of that prevent termites?
Because they come up underneath the ground. But we did a big thing out here is carpenter ants, to tell you the truth. Which, like, if you have rotten wood like that, it's just prime for a carpenter ant. And so that would totally control the carpenter ants. So
like I was saying, like if I drop a piece of food right there,
mm-hmm.
I mean this whole area. The other guy was barbecuing something in the valley.
Ants.
Ants.
Yeah.
Do you throw it on the grass too? Or how does it?
Yeah, well actually I don't know if I told you about this one. We do a 15-foot granule around the whole house. It's good for ticks, ants, anything that's nesting in the grass itself. That'd be, take those out. And then where you're seeing like a bunch of ants right here, we could have him spray around these rocks.
Is that going to affect the grass?
No. So.
So can we do something like, will we need to sign something tonight? Because I just want to do some research real quick.
You want to talk about it, yeah.
I have no idea.
I'm going down the street here, two doors down, talk to Frankie. You want me to swing back after I'm done? Or...
call him?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, to just call you to say, you know, you're going to be here all day tomorrow, right? So
I won't be here, but the technician will be spraying you.
Yeah, I mean, do you guys have a number that I can call and say, yeah?
Yeah, you'll give me my cell phone number. Will that be okay?
Yeah, that'd be perfect.
Oh, yeah. What?
That's a cloud. A cloud.
Sorry, I didn't catch your name. What's your name?
Elliot.
L-I-O-T. I'm Lauren. Just write my cell number down for you. What other questions would you want answered? Maybe I can direct you to a website or something.
Mommy.
First time we've ever looked into control.
Yeah.
So
okay.
A plane.
You live in PA?
Yeah. My brother's the owner. He started in PA, King of Prussia.
Yeah.
We've just been up here in New Jersey the last 2 years. So...
All right, so I'll probably call you tonight or tomorrow morning.
That'd be great.
Morning. to let you know.
Okay.
And what was your name?
Lauren.
L-O-R-E-N.
I just said, our process low. What are you laughing at?
It was nice to meet you, Elliot.
You too, Lauren. Thanks again for coming.
You're familiar tonight or tomorrow morning.
Okay, absolutely.
You guys have a good one.
You.
See ya.
Bye.